I'm trying to convince a woman who knows physics to work with me, but I can't use her name because I use the word nigger and she probably doesn't want to be associated with me. But you never know.
Bye.
Bye, Stephen. Yeah, see ya. Welcome to the Free Weebos. No, this is last little bit here.
Oh, you want?
How about here?
That'd be good. Yeah.
All right. We're loud boys. I remember we were very, very animated last time. So, like, I had to try to turn it.
Oh, last episode?
Yeah, when the mics were working last episode, I turned it down.
Huh, okay.
But now we're good.
Hey.
We are... two of the three Weebos.
Oh, God, we're still recording, aren't we? Let's have a fresh start.
Okay. You know, I can't wait to get to college and have a fresh start. Really gonna come out of my shell and,
I could finally calm down and take it easy. Just take it down a notch. College.
Cool out a little bit.
Have you ever... So, you know how women, girls, will just, like, say shit to you? Just to fuck your shit up.
Yeah.
Just kind of make your day a little bit worse.
Uh-huh.
So you also know this is an observed phenomenon. This
yes.
is a... What, I,
yes. So people... I don't know if it's exclusively women, but I notice it more when it's women, perhaps. Because when it's guys, it's a healthy ribbing. But with girls, it's you just see the evil intent in their souls.
I used to work as, like, a receptionist, basically.
Yeah.
In a building with students, and... it was just me sitting at this desk, and kids would come up to me and ask me where this professor was, and I would say, oh, I don't know. And there was like a room behind me with like a mini fridge and the office copier. And one day, these two girls come in, and they walk up to the desk, and they go, hey, we were wondering if we had the ability to print some posters on the copier. And I was told, like, you know, people aren't allowed to use the copier unless they're TAs
uh-huh.
or whatever. So I just go, you want to use that copier? And they look and they go, no. We just want to know if we have that ability. I go,
you want to know if you're capable?
You need a computer? And then they just like look at each other and start laughing at me.
laughing horse.
Isn't there a special printer? Or a poster printer downstairs. We wanted to know if we had the ability to use that, and I was just like I'm not familiar. And then they just started sniggering and walked out. And I was just,
you lived a...
I was so confused. I just had you should have seen the look on my face. I must have looked so fucking bewildered. I have just like
I don't know. That's not even.
It kind of.
Yeah,
know.
Kinda. It's a little.
I mean,
bit.
It's not quite ironic enough, but it's.
It would have to pay off in a good way, like a really satisfying way, where you just get really fucked.
Yeah, I didn't get really fucked. I was just.
You also like have to.
I was just diminished as a man for the rest of the day.
Yeah, no, they do that.
they'll do it.
Yep, those ladies will do it.
You know who won't do that? Fox girls.
You're right, because they only want to.
Or sorry, wolf girls. I fucked it up.
The wolf girls among us.
Oh Jesus. Oh God.
If only. No, they just want to please you.
Yeah.
I have nowhere to go from here. That's the bit.
We watched a show with a wolf girl.
The best wolf girl,
or the best show?
The best wolf girl, but people like that other wolf girl also.
Yeah, I don't know.
Rolo?
Delicious,
Rolo!
Delicious
caramel.
Chocolatey Rolo.
Well, this one's got a kind of caramel. Caramel fox girl in it, you feel me? What's her name?
I want to hear you keep guessing.
Lula.
Hawaiian music begins.
Zolo.
Zulu.
Zool.
Yep, there is no fox girl. Wolf girl. Fuck. Oh, yeah, see, they're not even competing because.
I guess she's a wolf.
Horo.
Horo
is a fox girl. Liru
yes.
is a wolf girl.
Mm-hmm.
Liru, the girl from the show that we watched today, this episode.
Can I try to guess what the entire title is?
Oh, yeah, go ahead. I've already said it to you once.
I know, dude, you expect...
Okay, yeah, no, it's... go ahead.
Reiki, yoga...
Uh-huh.
Tamako...
Mm-hmm.
Hiragana, magical...
It's Hiragana-san, but it's fine.
Emoto...
Yep. Doki Doki.
Doki Doki.
Uh-huh, okay, yeah.
Zaibatsu.
Mm-hmm.
Cut what you will. Pokon.
You got it.
All right.
Yeah.
I nailed it.
I think it's usually it's stylized with an ellipses, so you don't have to say the whole thing.
Also, there's an umlaut in there somewhere.
There's three, but I just
stacked on top of each other.
Japan adopted the umlaut just for this show.
They appropriated it, please. Let's be real.
Let's we got to call them out.
We're taking a stand here. On umlaut appropriation.
No umlaut theft. Umlaut colonization.
Those shit lords who made Brutal Legend. I don't know. Who is that? Tim Schafer?
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't play that game.
I did.
Was it good?
No.
Oh, fuck.
No.
Shit.
That's... No.
Fuck.
No.
I brought the entire mood down. Thinking about that game it upsets you, apparently.
Yeah.
Did you beat it?
Yeah. I rented it from Gamefly.
Okay, so it wasn't that much of a loss.
No. It was okay.
That was just times that you could have been renting Haze.
I could have been. I could have been renting Driver San Francisco. I still got to play that.
You could have been renting Lair.
The only game I got quickly from Gamefly, I managed to get Deus Ex Human Revolution, like a week after it came
Holy
out.
Holy shit!
Pretty cool.
That's pretty good.
All the other ones were old stuff that I had on my backlog. Pokon.
Pokon.
Renkin Sankyu Magical. Magical? Pokon.
That's what I said.
There is a question mark after magical in the show.
Is
title.
There?
Yes.
Okay. Hold on.
Oh, sorry.
By the way, I'm Ethan.
I'm Declan.
Steven's not here.
Of course not.
Go on.
It's Magipoka for short.
Mm-hmm. That's a good abbreviation.
Yeah. Spring 2006.
We're timely on this one.
A little over 10 years ago. So, by the way, spring 2006... spring 2006 is sort of legendary for being way too packed.
Yes.
In 2006, the anime market was completely oversaturated. Spring 2006, there were about 60 shows that season.
Holy fucking shit.
And normally around now, it's about 30 to 40, which nearly kills us when we watch all of them. So imagine having to watch 60.
Pour one out for our forefathers who had to watch all those.
Podcast didn't exist back then. It's fine.
They did.
So, but Pokon shared a season with Air Gear, Aria, The Natural, Black Lagoon, Gintama, Musashi Gundo, Higurashi, Nana, Oban Star Racers, Ouran High School Host Club, School Rumble 2, Strawberry Panic, Haruhi, Underwater Ray Romano, XXX Holic, and that's just all the noteworthy stuff.
So it's a bunch of duds. so really...
Just a bunch of garbage. This is the only good show.
Clear winner there is XXX Holic.
Have you even watched that?
No. That year is fucking crazy. It's just a brazy year.
Yeah, Musashi Gundo specifically basically just existed. Like, people were just pumping shit out, and that show doesn't even have a budget. It's amazing. We should watch that at some point.
Sure, yeah,
maybe
I'll watch that.
Who knows? Everyone's already sort of talked that one to death, but I don't know what the actual content of the show is. And also, it's 24 episodes.
That's impossible.
Yeah, everything used to be 24 episodes, or, more things.
That? Remember that? Those times?
No, because I didn't watch anime.
Yeah, do you remember when you could finish shows that were 24 episodes long?
I mean, I still can when they're airing.
Yeah, it's different, though.
Except I actually can't. Fuck.
Yeah, no. It's the new
season comes around, I just leave. I gotta finish Ushio Totora. I gotta finish
Assassination Ushio Totora was so good.
Season 2. Yeah, it's okay.
We need to get jobs that are, in cities that are 2 hours away, so we have, nice long commutes to watch anime on.
Oh, like on a bus?
Yeah.
Mm.
That's where
I don't know if you're going to be taking a bus for 2 hours. God, that sounds stinky.
I know of a fellow who does that.
Yeah?
Yeah, they commute 2 hours, and they only do it twice a week because they work 20-hour shifts.
Jeez.
At a hospital.
Okay, yeah. That makes sense.
And then they go from... I don't want to give away my knowledge of Texas, but it's they go from one city in Texas to another, and it's a 2-hour drive.
Okay.
But that you can get a lot of watching done in that time.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, totally.
That's how I watched most of Full Metal Alchemist.
But then, like, people are gonna see what you're watching. You gotta get a VR headset and just slap that shit on.
Less shame.
I'm not, dude. You can't watch, like, would you watch this show on a bus with people sitting right next to you?
The worst thing I've watched in a public place was probably, not that you asked, but I watched some embarrassing stuff. What was it?
Well, like, how often are you watching this stuff in public?
When I was in high school, like every day, I would watch.
And just in class?
Yeah, no, not in a class. In study halls.
But you didn't even go to the back row. You're just like, fuck it. I'm watching this on a laptop.
Why would I care?
Okay, all right.
And people respected it. Damn it.
Well,
they're like, damn, anime kid, you're cool. Hmm. And then I beat fools in chess.
Yeah. So what's the lewdest thing you've watched, in that context, in that setting?
I can't even remember.
Hmm.
Durarara. There's a girl with big... I don't know. It's the least lewd thing on the planet.
Like the occasional...
Etchy scenes happen
swimsuit,
and things.
I guess,
And then it gets really embarrassing.
What if I just go to your anime list and just look at... I bet I can find...
Sure. Add us on Mal. We should get a 3 Weebos Mal account.
Oh, that'd be funny, yeah.
Where it's just the
we
shows
have all
that
the stuff we've... Yeah. Yeah, that actually is
that's
a good
pretty
idea.
Good. We should want to do
good
that.
Good idea.
Want to do that later today?
Remember... Yeah, we got time.
Well, let's do that at the end of this podcast. Let's tack that on the end.
Oh, sure. It'll be a little recap
and we can
of
just,
what's
we
happened
can
so far.
We can put numbers on the boards in the words of Pusha T.
Of course. Did you watch Bento in class?
Nope. That was computer watching. That was home computer watching.
All right.
Not much lewd, actually.
Let's see. You watched Chunibyo.
That I watched in... was that... That couldn't have. 2013?
That was 2013. So. Oh, wait, no. It was late 2012. Shit.
Okay.
Fall 2012. Code Geass? No, I remember you watching Code Geass. I think that was at your house.
Mm-hmm. It's not important. I watched the anime and that's embarrassing in and
Digimon
of itself.
Tamers.
That was... Fuck. You know the scene where they just... where the tentacle monsters grab them and rip off their clothes?
Oh, boy, do I.
We gotta get back to the topic at hand. We're going on...
You probably watched... I'm pretty sure you watched K-On! In school, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, yeah, no, that's embarrassing.
I watched that on... no, it wasn't. I watched it all with right. my teammates on the way to swimming swim meets.
Jesus.
One of my friends is still massively into that show and like every time I see him, I'm like, he's like, yo, fucking K-On!, right? I'm like, sweet. Hell yeah, dude.
Hell yeah, man.
Hell yeah.
Oremo?
Yes.
Oh, see. That's bad. You made a mistake.
Oh, that was classroom for sure.
Holy shit. Did you even know what that was about? You just didn't care?
I remember, not realizing that development until, like, late in the first season and then texting you or something.
Wait, what development? There wasn't a development.
No, but realizing that there was an incest show.
He falls on her and grabs her boob in the first episode.
I know, but I'm like, whoa, that's so wacky.
But there's nothing incestuous about this.
Yeah, no, it's like I was like, oh, he's becoming friends with his sister. That's really lovely.
You're a harem protagonist. You probably have a harem and don't even realize it. You're the densest man. You're a neutron star of a human being.
Believe me, I fucking realize it. I gotta stop talking about that.
About your proclivities.
Magical Pokemon.
This is an anime original show by Studio Ramic. This show and something called Dojin Work seem to be the only things they're credited with production on. I don't even know if they exist anymore because the last things they were credited on appear to be R15 and Working Season 2, which both aired in 2011. So who knows what's happened to these beautiful people.
I'm praying for you.
Much love. Who wants to explain Magical Pokemon?
Steven!
Oh.
Oh.
Not since the accident.
No.
He's still stuck in Tango World.
Tango
in,
Land?
In the Tango dimension.
He has to take down the Foxtrot Master.
He is swimming through a sea what are the things that snap you?
The clam maracas. Thing.
No, the clammy things you hold in your hands.
Castanets.
Castanets.
Oh, wow. Bong, bong. I saw that show.
Everybody has. I should watch the second season of that.
It's great. Watch the movie, too. It's great.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Magical Pokon is a show about a bunch of otherworldly girls.
Fantastical beings.
Who hang out in a treehouse together in the human world because they got kicked out of their worlds for some reason. I forget why.
Just being too cute.
I guess. So there's four girls. There is Yuma, who is a little magician girl. There is Pakira, who is a vampire, voiced by Aya Hirano. It's Haruhi.
Mm-hmm.
The lady who fucked her whole band?
Yes.
Okay.
You can hear it in her voice.
Yeah, you could tell.
You could smell it.
They picked the right character. There's fucking... Oh, I wish I had my air horn. It's Liru!
I thought you were going to say the best for last, but okay.
Yeah, no, it's Liru. Liru.
She's the one that matters.
And Aiko, who is a cyborg. And mm-hmm. A down-on-her-luck cyborg. And there's also Super Doctor Keiko, who shows up like twice.
Couple times.
This show, like,
shit.
I don't know what happened with the show, because a lot of it's like there's weird leftovers from this being a serious show, and at some point they decided let's just make this fun and goofy slice of life, because there's a really dark opening
mm-hmm.
with like that implies there's going to be action and
suspense
and a plot and you know and
tension
and peril.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very dramatic. It's very, very 2006. I don't know. We gotta escape the mid-2000s. I think we're stuck there.
We're stuck in a time loop.
We need to... God, I think we're like on a... We're at least on a three roll of mid-2000s. No, a four. It's Gurren Lagann, Ghost in the Shell 2, this, and the other thing.
It is the 10th anniversary of the mid-2000s. So, you know, like, what are you supposed to do?
Oh, and Komugi. I don't know what my fascination is with
our
fascination with this era. Maybe the 90s is too old for us, but we don't want to do anything new because it's people will remember it too
people,
much.
It's definitely that sweet spot of obscurity.
Like the 10 years ago was just foreign enough for things to be a little bit weirder.
The 20 years ago, they picked through all the good stuff. Like, all the juicy bits have been taken out of the 90s.
Yeah,
Who's going to... What are we going to talk about? Cowman Boop Beep?
Or, I mean, we could pick a really obscure show from the 90s, but it's just like... It's not going to be as good as an obscure show from 10 years
ago. It's a crapshoot.
Also that, yeah. No one's going to remember it. Like, the opening is not at all indicative of the show.
But still enjoyable, nonetheless.
Yeah, I mean, there's
Kind of Knives.
There's kind of nice. And, like, yeah, they're just, like, floating in space and almost about to kiss in this opening. And they've been roughed up and they're in pain. And it's like, what's going on?
Yeah, it's intense. Like, but you get not one almost kisu. You get two almost kisus.
Right.
Because they pair off.
Yeah, and then they're superimposed against the moon, looking off angrily into the, dramatically into the, it's like, none of that happens.
And the lyrics are kind of like, it's about up like, oh comedy. Shit, we're in for some shit. But no, there's it's nothing but Goof Troop the entire time.
it's goofier and also a billion times lewder than I expected. I didn't, you know, we never really know 100% what to expect going into these shows, but this shit is filthy.
Yeah, no, it's crass.
It's
not crass. It's sexy.
It's down in the dirt. I guess we could just start going through the episodes. This is a 12-episode show, as always.
A quick watch. A very quick watch.
Every episode's two parts.
We would bang through, or like, I remember like the first three episodes were just done for me, like, you know, it was
mm-hmm.
in and out. It doesn't really drag you down. You know how, like, you watch back-to-back episodes of some shows and you're like, fuck,
yeah,
this is escapes that somehow.
Maybe that just means it's good.
I think
maybe
that's what good is.
Maybe I need to stop thinking about all these things and just like, do I want to watch more of this?
Yeah,
I think that's where I'm broken.
Well, we sat down yesterday and we're gonna watch a couple episodes of this, and we watched like an episode more than we expected to, just because it was fun to watch.
We could keep going.
Yeah.
So I mean, the only thing that's not 2006 about this is how lighthearted it is, but there's still very silly fetishistic outfits. There's magic circles. Everyone is kind of a loli. Okay,
it's 4x3.
Four by three. So the first episode starts with Pakira. She's on the hunt for Dick, I guess. But then she gets tricked by Super Doctor Keiko, and the only thing she does in the entire show, pretty much.
Yep.
And then Liru shows up, and then I started keeping a counter of how many times I'm going to have to pause the show to play Wolf Girl with You by Seismic. Check it out. Final count, three. Three times.
I was at a solid three count also. All so right. That's, nice. We're fat bros.
a lot of fat bros.
I was already a fan of the Liru as a pure character design going into the show.
Because we've I think it was in one of our seasonal previews where there was a character that just had so many fetishes, bolted on that it became silly. And Liru's kind of like that, but I don't care
because it's still fucking hot.
Because it's still fucking hot.
They don't overlap. It's just they mesh in a good way where it's like,
I guess, yeah. She's still symmetrical. She's mm-hmm. not like one half blonde, one half something else.
She doesn't have a robot arm.
She doesn't have one robot arm. In case you got that robo jerk fetish.
No one wing angel here. She's a brown fox girl. Damn it.
Yes. So let's see. She's a wolf girl. So wolf ears. That's one. Mm-hmm. She's a loli. She's brown.
She's very tall, though.
She's got shorts.
Very, very short shorts.
She's got fangs. She's Genki.
I was going to say Genki, yeah.
Which I guess is a fetish. That's personality, but whatever. She's always almost naked. She's got a scar that they never explained.
She likes dick.
She likes dick. She turns into a small puppy.
That also likes dick.
That also, I guess, likes dick. What else is... I guess that's pretty much it.
She's just great. I don't know what to say.
She loves meat.
I like watching. She's a fun character to watch, and I don't know. I her happiness is infectious at times.
I gotta say, overall, watching the show actually diminished my opinion of Liru because I did not expect her to be such a whore.
But she's not actually, because she's still pure.
No, but she
just can't get any, man.
No, it's not. That's not the thing.
It's the intent. It's not the.
Yeah, no, it's okay. It's not your success. It's like if I go around trying to rob banks, but I'm really bad at it. I'm still just as bad as a bank.
Then that's just a Netflix series, man.
What?
It's the worst bank robber.
Oh, not again.
It would have to be. Would that be? Have we trended back to longer titles for shows now?
Like, what are we talking here? I haven't caught up on TV.
It's all two words on Netflix. It's BoJack Horseman, which is name. Stranger Things is a name. That's two.
Hmm.
Marco Polo, that's two. Glitter Force, that's two. what would your show be if you were the bad bank robber?
I mean, I'm a poor bank robber. I'm not good at robbing bank. Well, let's see. We got to build this. So I guess every episode he tries to rob one bank, right?
Yep.
And I don't know, it could just be like an episodic, like, you start out following a formula, he plans everything out, everything looks like it's going according to plan, and then at the very end,
he forgot the rope at home.
Yeah, you should probably you should build up all the seeds for what's going to go wrong throughout the episode, and then at the very end it all sort of comes together, everything meshes.
Drum soundtrack as the things fall into place and it's chaos. And it's going to be called Empty Bags. Ka-ching. Call me up, Netflix.
No, Empty Sack.
I was thinking Empty Sack.
Empty Sack is pretty good.
But Bag is... Sack's too obvious for Netflix. I'm thinking Empty Bags.
I think you could get away with Empty Sack if you spelled it S-A-C-K.
Yes.
Or Empty Sacks. You could just pluralize. I don't know. It could be...
And S-A-X. And it's about he's a thief by day and a saxophone player by night.
Oh,
but he doesn't want he gets nothing out of playing saxophone at that parlor.
But he's just so good at it that he makes enough to make a living off of that because people are just fucking throwing money. He's so good at the saxophone.
But he gets no enjoyment and therefore empty sax.
I'm thinking Tobey Maguire.
I was thinking Tobey Maguire too.
What the fuck?
I mean, I'm always thinking about Tobey Maguire. So he plays that down on his luck kind of guy really well. So
I just want to rob this bank,
I'm sax man no more. He throws his saxophone in the garbage bin and walks into the alleyway. And then he realizes in the last episode that the sax is his true calling. And then he takes off the black suit.
I keep having this dream where I'm a saxophone player. And I blow and I blow, but the notes don't come out. Maybe you're not supposed to be a saxophone player. Maybe you're supposed to be robbing mad bank. Maybe you're supposed to be grabbing mad cash. The doctor's in on it too. Oh shit!
You missed an opportunity.
Why did I?
I had this dream. I'm a saxophone player.
Yeah.
And I blow and I blow, but the notes don't show.
Okay. Wait, notes don't show. No, that doesn't make any sense. Fuck you.
And then he's like, that doesn't make any fucking sense. Go rob a bank or something, idiot.
Toby, that does.
You can't improvise lines, Toby.
That was my favorite thing, editing the summer preview part two. I missed it as you said it, but going back editing it, about one show, you said, the singing was so bad I wanted to gouge my eyes out. Which I thought was great.
It doesn't solve anything. It just distracts
no,
me.
The pain distracts you, I guess. That's what helps.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, okay.
Pokon. What's going on in this first episode? Oh, right. So Leroux shows up and tries to rescue Pakura, but she also gets caught because there's meat. Then Aiko goes.
I like that scene.
Aiko goes. Then Yuma shows up. She's not wearing any panties. There's never really any character introductions. They're all just you're just suddenly in the middle of their antics.
You don't really get an intro. I don't remember what you said about like them being kicked out of their world. Didn't remember that shit at all.
It's in the very beginning of the intro. Yeah, there's just something. I don't know.
Fuck it.
This show has so many lewd pans. It took me so long to watch this show because I just took so many screenshots and made stitches of all these pans. And there's none. I looked for them on the image,
missed opportunity, man.
Sites, and I couldn't find one.
You should. No, it's a missed opportunity. For people to have lewd pans.
Oh yeah, no. I guess it's just so old that no one ever picked them up. But I got them now. I can upload them.
In the video portion of this, somewhere. You should just have those lewd pans in
all of them, just on slideshow.
Yeah,
that'd be funny. Yeah. I wonder if does Premiere have like a slideshow setting? Just like, hey, I have all these images. Can you just make them do a thing?
You can drag an image across the screen.
I mean, but that takes effort. Can I just is there just like a plugin where I can just hey please?
I've never had to do that specific. What? No, if you drop an image on there. And then it's just in the timeline, and then you can go fade to next.
Oh, you don't have to. 5 seconds. Well, for the way I've been fading things in Premiere is I manually just do an opacity.
Holy shit!
I do it in the timeline. I do opacity 100%, and then here it's zero, and it fades from one to the other.
There's a fade in. Fade
oh, okay.
Out. It's a video.
This is what happens when you self-teach.
This is video transit. It's a video transition.
Oh, see, that's when you try to when you don't like to read tutorials. It's you find out some real ghetto ass ways to do shit.
Yeah, and in my instance, when you don't read tutorials, your shit just doesn't work.
Yeah, you just don't know how to do it.
It's like, oh, my computer's fucking broken again.
Well.
Oh well, better build a new one.
Reflash, yeah.
I do think my SSD's breaking, but that's for another time.
Yeah. So the second half of the episode, they're building mailboxes.
That's a cute
because
cute,
they don't understand. They don't understand the concept of mail, and they just want some mail. So they start sexually harassing this mailman, and also just regular harassing him. And then at one point, Yuma says, "Come to me, mail," which I thought was funny.
This is the bread and butter of this show: is the girls do not understand human culture.
That's sort of the actual premise.
That's like most of. I would say like the average bit. Or the average, you know, like 12-minute segment is about that.
Well, it's either that or they're hunting for dick and then don't get the dick.
Yes. It's one of those two things, and they're both pretty good.
Yeah, so Pakura and Leroux, I think, are sort of the sluts. And then Aiko is just... She's always just dealing with something horrible happening to her, so it doesn't matter. And Uma is just an idiot.
She's a fucking...
She's great.
Yeah, okay.
So,
gotta calm myself.
Do we ever figure out why Pakura wears a box on her head? I mean, I guess it's sort of functioning as an umbrella.
She has an umbrella that she uses at one point.
I think it's just
a funny image.
Yeah, it is pretty funny. There are so many, there are tons of, like, I was actually surprised by all of the funny touches that related to the type of you know, monster that are. Like, Aiko has all these... computer related problems, like she weighs too much all the time, so she's always breaking shit. And at one point, it rains for a long time, so she gets mold in her components. And
my favorite joke about her in the entire show is that her ideal boyfriend is just super big, so he can lift her up.
So he can lift her,
make her feel like a princess.
It's fucking adorable.
It's awesome.
My favorite bit was when they're in the snow and she's always walking around, but she's always slowly sinking.
Yes.
And it's fucking it's hilarious. Yeah. Like they'll just all be standing, like listening to someone talk, but Aiko is just slowly sinking. And
they don't forget what these characters are, and I think that's
Like. They never, like, Yeah, totally.
They never forsake a certain part of the character.
They never let an opportunity pass to let a bit relate to their, you know, like Pakira's vampirism. There's a lot of stuff about Sun and cam, you know, she doesn't show up in cameras and all this stuff.
Yeah, it's great. It's great.
So then you get to the ED, which is a weird CG wind-up car sequence.
I like it. It's got charm.
Yeah, it's there's a lot of non-language. It's a lot of goofy speak.
The next episode blurb in the first episode, I don't remember what it was, but I just remember it being very funny. I think like the next episode blurbs in the show are either completely incomprehensible or funny for the most part, which I appreciate because I watched them all. When I usually, it's like I get to the end, it's like, okay, is this actually just a preview of the next episode? But this got good goofs in it.
Right. So episode two, I was excited because it's a Leeru episode. All the wolves are gone, I guess. Or they got hunted out of Japan, I think. And she's in a museum, like, sadly, looking at all the wolves. I wasn't sure if it was supposed to be sad because it was, but it might have supposed to be funny. I don't know.
But then there's
this security camera footage of her, like, desperately trying to break the glass, trying to get to these wolves or something. It was crazy. And then she goes to a goddamn fight bar.
Yes.
And she like she orders a drink and she like sullenly places the coins down and it's really dumb. She drinks a pink rabbit, which I thought was a nice touch.
This is where things kind of caught me off guard, where she jumps back home for a bit and then there was an eating scene, but then that ties into a later scene in the episode. Huh. Like the narrative structure in this episode was odd. And the tone was odd. It was just an all around weird bit.
It threw me for a loop because this is when I realized that Leeru was a slut. She just like, I thought it was just supposed to be innuendo because she finds a dude and they're getting a hotel room. But it actually wasn't innuendo. It was genuinely too lewd for me. I was like a old Southern woman on a Porsche just going, oh Lord. Oh, putting my hand in my mouth.
I have the most matter-of-fact note on this. I'm sorry to reference my notes and talk about
them. No, I like your notes.
But Leeru really wants to get nailed! Exclamation point.
Yeah, no, I don't like it.
I thought it was funny. I don't know.
I hopped off the Leeru train at that point. I'm all about that Iko now.
Toot toot! The train's in the fucking station, baby!
Leeru actually sees and then chomps on a guy's dick.
Yep.
I
thought it was funny.
I mean, yes, it was funny. It's just, you know.
I
had to leave her after that. I can't.
She's more for me, bro.
I can't be part of this. More, yeah, no. Go ahead. You can have your sloppy seconds. Do whatever you want.
Well, I mean, there's no firsts, so because it was going to be your first time.
You can have your used goods.
So the next bit is.
It's a bit about as seen on TV garbage,
yes.
Which is like all these storylines are so not cliched. Like we don't even get to a beach episode until way later. There's all these really crazy concepts that they're going through,
but this is like a thing that they guess they don't understand how money works or like how ordering things.
Oh yeah, no, they have no. They just see the things on TV and they think they're free, so they order tons of it.
They get a bunch of Sky Mall shit.
Pakira gets crazy boob pumps.
Yes,
and a plasma telebee, and then they realize that it costs like 50 grand, and they have to give it all back.
So the deliveries come via a postal service called. BLM, or Black Loincloth Mohawk, rather.
Of course.
But I thought that abbreviating it to BLM would be a funny joke, but I guess not.
Well, you needed a...
It's topical.
You needed somewhere to go with it.
There's nowhere to go with it.
I guess.
It's really expensive. I don't know. It's just madly frustrating. What is the joke of Black Loincloth Mohawk?
Because they're just delivery men, but they have black loincloths and mohawks, and that's weird.
The other one is girls wearing pink pants and no panties.
Yeah.
What?
It's funny. It's wacky. I don't know if there's a reason for it. It might be a Japan joke, or it might just be nothing. Who knows?
I like it.
Yeah, no. I also like it.
But yeah, I thought it's good. It's a good bit.
Let's see. Episode 3. This time, Pakira is on the hunt for Dick.
Yes.
And then there's what happened? I just wrote down sweet sweet Yuri, but I forget what.
So Pakira wants to suck the blood of a nurse, like a blood donation nurse.
Yes.
And she falls in love with him, and she keeps going back to donate blood and nearly passing out, and then Iko brings her. Vegetable juice.
Oh, right.
And then she trips every time she brings it.
Iko is fucking terrible at carrying juice.
Pakira has to lick it off of her, and it's lewd.
Yeah, I don't know. It doesn't really make any sense that tomato juice are sort of like substitutes for blood, but it's pretty. Like,
this is accepted in the modern vampire canon.
Oh, what?
Yes.
It's just the fact that it's a red liquid is like enough to. It's not. It's like blood doesn't have anything special about it. It's just the fact that it's red. Or
I've seen this in multiple places.
It's
this is
so
not,
weird.
Like it, I mean, not to reveal my deep, yeah,
like
deep
what
knowledge.
What vampire entertainment are you absorbing?
Not to reveal my deep knowledge of the Twilight franchise, but I'll have you know the vamps in that series are vegetarian and they drink vegetable juice.
What in the fuck? What are the other? There's American blood or what is it?
Blood special. Blood Perfect. Blood Simple.
Blood Plus. I don't know.
I watched Blood Plus.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
A couple episodes.
Oh, okay.
It was bad.
I've heard it's bad. She keeps donating blood to make the blood truck man like her, I guess, so that she can suck his blood. It seems to defeat the purpose.
It's impressive, like, how many platelets you can produce in such a short period of time, little girl. But like, marry me.
It's like I'm gonna...
It's a half-baked plan, for
like
sure.
I'm gonna show off how much money I can spend so that hopefully I can get some money. It's like, why would you... She's giving her own blood away. It doesn't really make any sense. And then at the end, she gets, like, anemic and has to get blood donated. And she thinks it's the truck guy's blood, but it's actually Leroux's Waka Waka.
I love the image of... So she's like, I can feel you through inside of me. Like, you're inside of me now because, you know, she thinks that she has Nurse Dude's blood. But then it's a silhouette of Nurse Dude, but then it pans up and it's got the ears of Leroux, which I thought was really
weird,
funny.
It's weird, yeah.
I don't get it, but it's funny.
Part two of this episode was crazy. It starts out, it appears to just be them talking about boys in a movie theater.
Yes.
And it's just, they're all describing their ideal boyfriends. And I don't know why they're straight sometimes and gay other times. Like, you can't have your cake and eat it too. But then everybody just decides
You can if you're a girl.
Everybody decides to get naked. And then they just keep, they just sort of talk. And it's implied that someone's watching them. And then it turns out they're stuck in an elevator.
Yes.
Which is like, you know, that's certainly an interesting concept for an episode, but you can't just show them sitting down in a movie theater and then be like, "Oh, they were in an elevator the whole time." That doesn't make any sense.
No, it's definitely cheating. But
it is cheating.
I liked it regardless. I thought that the I mean, it was very obvious that there was just a pervert watching them on the screen the entire time.
I mean,
it was
yeah.
never not going to be a pervert.
And then they decide to shout to the heavens that whoever rescues them will kiss. And then the old guy shows up and he says, "Ooh."
I saw, you know, you see it coming a mile away, but I still thought it was humorous regardless.
I was thinking like, is this going to be the villain? Is there going to be a plot? But no, it's just some dude because it's a joke. Why were there seats in this elevator? It
now,
make any sense.
Yuma, uncharacteristically, has a very level-headed response to what her dream guy is in this. This is where Aiko says...
Well, it's because she's not a slutty whore girl, so she's just like, I don't know.
She's just an obnoxious fucking...
She's just a dumb kid.
Just a dumb, obnoxious 12-year-old.
Yeah. Who hates panties.
Hates panties, loves emotional guys. Who understand
I guess
her.
So.
I love her for her. It's a goodie. I'm gonna go for the next one if you don't mind.
Okay, next one is the Leroux episode once again.
Kind of?
Sorry, I think so.
It's it's raining.
Yeah.
All over the world. It's raining.
Is this
all
a,
over the world?
I don't
tonight, the darkest night. Leroux, she's wiling out. She's wiling out because it's raining.
She's fucking losing it.
She's acting like a puppy.
I don't know why dogs don't like the rain, do they? Wolves?
I don't know. Maybe my puppies like it when it's... One of my puppies likes it when it's raining.
They go outside and they just run around.
One of them's a little prissy boy, so he won't go outside. But Goldie likes she likes it outside when it's raining.
Huh. Okay.
But I don't know.
She's probably hot.
She's always hot. She got a lot of fur.
Yeah.
So she's you know, drinking rain and stuff. And the B plot of this episode, it's weird to say that the B plot is that Aiko has mold in her because of all the humidity.
Yeah.
And her
voice keeps getting more and more distorted.
Which is cool.
Yeah, good touch. Again.
Uma and she shorts out. She short circuits. She's done. And Uma and Paki are taking it upon themselves to try to fix her. And the way they try to fix her is just fill her to the brim with water. Just fucking.
It works. You know, they get a hose and they just clean her out.
And they keep justifying it to themselves the entire time that they're not fucking everything up. But, I mean, at the end, they didn't fuck everything up. Her shit is fixed. And then Yuma
has a nice little drawer full of Lyko parts.
Yes.
Which is kind of cute, but also a little weird. Ominous.
Yep. So she's fixed at the end of the episode, and then the second half of this of episode four is the it's Tanabata.
It's hot, and also it's Tanabata. This half was like it's partly about Tanabata, but it's also about food abbreviations for a while.
Yes.
They're in a restaurant, and Yuma just keeps coming up with food abbreviations. This shit is off the wall. Like there hasn't been any hot springs or beaches or curry making or any anime shit yet. It's just all fucking nutso.
I did not get what the first half of the episode was about. I just assumed that she was just like she was abbreviating things. I thought she just liked the way that certain foods sounded and was yelling them out.
No. She was combining the words into shorter things.
I guess I'm an idiot, but you know, that's okay. Cool. Yeah. And all the guys in the restaurant think it's adorable.
Yeah, I guess so. But then they do like the first Japanese thing they do so far in the show, which is they try to figure out Tanabata.
But it's not like it's not like an on the nose Japanese thing. They don't go to like a temple. This is like
I don't think you do that on Tanabata.
No, I'm saying I've never heard of this tradition.
Really?
Personally,
haven't you watched Hidemaru Sketch?
Yeah.
All right.
Well, I guess I just didn't.
Every show's got this shit. You'd hang the wish on the tree.
They hang the wish on the tree.
Yeah.
And they keep changing their wishes in the middle of the night.
And then and they're not sure how many wishes they're allowed to have. And yeah.
They settle on having one, but they can't pick what that one is. It keeps them up all night.
Yeah.
And then they see that each other has changed and they're like, can we do that? Yeah. It's cute.
And then what happened at the end of that episode? Because the villain shows up and then nothing happens. She just like walks past.
The villain shows up and then nothing happens.
All right. Whatever. Then we get to episode 5, and there's the beach. There it is. We got there.
Subversion of the beach trope.
Eh, I guess, sort of.
Well, you get beach, and then you get onsen in this.
Right, yeah. There's a beach. They go to the beach, but there's a typhoon. So what do? They go to a hotel.
It's a hot spring hotel.
And then Yuma, the subs I had, she screamed, jam it in, as she put the umbrella in the floor, and I appreciate it.
I don't think that's not accurate subs, dude.
It probably is. Yeah. Then they get into they just keep getting yelled at by the hotel manager for trying to have a beach party indoors
and getting buck ass naked.
Oh, by the way, there's nipples in this show. It's pretty neat. Very light nipples. You can just barely see them.
You need to want it.
You gotta look at your computer screen. You gotta tilt it back or tilt your eye. You gotta get lower and look at it like from below.
You need to let people know you're a pervert if you're in the same room as them.
Yeah, and it's just like, ugh.
This is why it's like, if you're watching this show in school, not good if you're trying to look at boobs. Because people will see you being like, whoa, I gotta get an angle.
That's how you get respect, though.
Yes. Yes.
That's pretty much the,
what show gets you the most respect in high school if you watch it in class? Careful now. This is an important juncture.
If you watch Action Bronson, watch Ancient Aliens. I think that's probably so.
Damn, you're on some hot content, everyone.
What is it? Traversing the Stars? No, what is it?
Traveling?
Traveling the Stars. Watching Action Bronson. And other second-rate rappers watch Ancient Aliens, it is Traveling the Stars, has completely overtaken our lives.
Yeah.
It's all I can think about. It's the most beautiful
quotable
thing I've ever seen in my life. I'm like, oh my god. I can't believe it exists. Especially Alchemist. Alchemist has no idea what's going on. And he's just getting roped into this ancient alien stuff by Action. He's like a confused little boy, and
he's confused because he's the most rational person in the room at that point in time. But I think he feels like an idiot.
He is still a fucking idiot.
But he's not on the same level of idiocy. But he feels like an idiot.
Exactly, he's not smart enough to like break out of it. So he's just in this weird limbo where he's like, oh no.
He's rational enough to realize everyone's being an idiot, but he's too much of an idiot himself to explain why they're being idiots.
Yeah, he can't figure it out. So he'll just stare.
They smoke a lot of weed in this, by the way.
They get a bunch of rappers smoking more weed than anybody has ever even seen in their lives.
Putting Custom Girl 420 to shame.
And they just watch the History Network's Ancient Aliens. And Action Bronson is 100% on board with Ancient Aliens. And everybody else in the room is just like, what? But
I like how he's just trying to convince people the entire time of like
ancient aliens. Pause that. What could that be? What could that be besides aliens?
I don't fucking care.
I mean, I guess it could just. But like, what if it's? It's how majestic. Could they have done that? How could they have done that? You tell me.
My favorite. I'm gonna just say my favorite joke from the entire
yeah.
series. You've heard. I've already said this joke to you previously.
Oh, I can't get enough.
But they say dinosaurs are related to birds. Why?
he's so dumb. Oh, okay.
Watch that. Gather your family. Gather your family around for family movie night, and you're going to watch with your family 3 episodes of Action Bronson and Co. watching Ancient Aliens. You will not regret it, and your parents will respect you more for liking it.
It's like.
That's the thing that could unite the world. I think every single person on the planet who speaks English could appreciate what happens in that
series. Our youth marijuana problem would be solved instantly when you watch these idiots. It's like, man.
They really need a sequel series that's him going to all these different locations, massively stoned, which is probably very illegal in a lot of those places. But
hey, man, you got to break some rules if you want to find the aliens.
Hey, man, if you want to make an alien omelet, you got to break some ancient eggs.
Yeah, I could talk all day about that show. I haven't gotten out nearly as much as I think about it. But
now
we have to move.
For our sister show. The three
of Weedbos,
which we plugged in the past, but now we're committing to it. This is our Ancient Aliens fan cast, and each week, when we finally get access to it, we will discuss the subtle nuances of every.
It was originally going to be a podcast where we commentate over episodes of our own podcast after smoking tons of weed, but we've since shut down that idea because it would be a little too confusing for us. I would be responding to you in the past when you're actually here in the present,
and I'd be
crazy.
Trying to talk to myself.
Yeah.
You'd forget who you are.
Yeah. Pokon.
It's not as funny as Ancient Aliens featuring Action Bronson.
Yeah. Oh, so the beach clears up. They start looking for men, but then they curry the wrath of a handsome mermaid. Let's see. Part 2. More beach. They get saved from drowning by a booby mermaid.
Mm-hmm.
Her name is Lulu. The mermaid also needs help with Dick. So, you know, that's what I do when I meet strangers. I'm just like, hey, how's it going? Can I get some help with this dick?
You know, you'd be surprised.
Get some help with some of that dick.
You'd be surprised the amount of times that you could find a good wingman in the crowd there somewhere.
Hey, man, how's it going?
Is there anything cooler
nice
than
to meet
pulling
you? Pretty
wingman.
Good party, huh? Hey, could you help me getting some V up in here?
Absolutely. Let's get to work.
All right, let's get to work.
It's Pussy Patrol time.
Cut to a montage of us welding in a garage.
Right here. Right now. Right here. Right now.
What is that a reference to? I don't...
Anything.
Okay, sure.
I just think it's funny. That would be the montage is mm-hmm. That Fatboy Slim song. Is there anything cooler than pulling wingman successfully for somebody you just met?
If you the risk is that you mess it up and make things worse.
Yes.
And then it's just like, oh, now I just made this person that I just met night worse.
You need to weigh the odds though.
I mean, it depends on what kind of person you are. Maybe the possibility that you totally do a cool guy thing and get him in. It's worth it to you. It's worth the risk.
Maybe you have to be a secret angel,
you kind of blend in, but you, also yeah.
And you need to like somehow like whoops spill a drink somewhere in the bar so everyone scatters and then they're forced closer together and then you have to like oh no I lit somebody's hair on fire over
you
here.
You just let one rip.
Whoa! Don't go over there.
You crop dust the entire place just right so just you create a circle around just the two of them and they're. Together on the dance floor.
Oh, hey, I didn't see you there.
I didn't see. I was just hiding. I was just hiding from the stankage.
It's totally crazy. We just got crop dusted, right? It's mad rank up in this bitch. Listen, want to come back?
I love this song. You wanna?
Do you want to see my record collection?
You go to parties. Do people dance?
Do you
just not remember because you're always so turnt?
I dance the entire time. I don't know if you know this about me, Declan.
Yeah.
But once the party stops, I can't stop the pop, and I'm dancing I will dance the entire time.
Popping.
I will be shimmying and doing my white boy two step, even though I'm black. I'm the only person that makes the playlist for these parties, so right. I know every single beat to every single song, so I know exactly the movement that has to happen at that
home field advantage.
Oh my god, dude, you don't even know. I know every word to all these songs, so if I'm like walking between people at a party, I can just be like whispering parts of the song to myself creepily. It's wonderful.
Yes, that's what you live
yes,
for.
Yes, I dance. That's all that matters.
Okay. So they're trying to get this mermaid guy, but then the guy likes Yuma instead. I see where he's
How
coming
old
from.
Was he? And Yuma's 12.
How do you know that?
Doesn't she say at some point that she's 12?
I don't think so.
12?
Mm-mm.
No? Did I just imagine?
I don't remember that.
I just dreamt that, I guess. Okay.
I don't recall.
I didn't get a lot of sleep.
But hey, who cares, right? It's anime. So then
he's 12 too.
But then they drag him away. But then it turns out the booby mermaid has found jellyfish Kamina a year before Gurren Lagann. How can I pierce the heavens with no nervous system? Wah wah. Wah wah.
Hold on.
This is good. No, we needed some white noise.
Hold on. Let's do some quick room tone while I think of this. Fuck. Oh, shit, no. And where's the fucking bit? It's somewhere. fucking.
Are you,
Hold on.
Oh, okay.
Hold on.
So I guess we can...
Fuck, that... You're gonna cut this out, right?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Okay, I don't want people to think I'm like a fucking idiot or something. Back to the episode.
They left Yuma at the beach with that dude, where I assumed her shit would be absolutely destroyed, and she would just like limp back to the treehouse the next day in the clothes that she was wearing the previous day, unless he's a sea ghost. What is going on?
Some Scooby-Doo shit's happening
what,
here.
Like, what? I was like, is this going to continue
I
the
loved
next episode?
It, I loved it so fucking much.
It did continue the next episode.
You think
it's going to go one way? Like, she's going to be grossed out by sex, or he's actually going to be an annoying
or
otaku?
Or a monster or something.
Or some kind of monster or some kind of weird...
No, it's way weirder, darker.
Nope, he's a GD, honest-to-God sea ghost.
And she's seduced by his siren song.
She just walks into the water with him and dies.
One of the most like, I don't want to say mind fuck because that's played,
yeah.
But just like never saw that coming in a million fucking years that she would just walk to her death in the ocean. It's
because he's just introduced as a plot device. Like, yeah, he was just a guy.
It's impossible to predict that. They've done the impossible.
Total left turn.
They completely subverted all expectations.
And it's just played really, really
straight.
Straight. It's like a Simpsons bit almost.
And I'm like, what the fuck happens in the next episode? And it turns
they could just reset, but no. The next episode starts out. Yuma is literally in hell.
Yeah, it's fucking great. It's a 1-2 punch of delicious writing.
And then this is episode 6. All the hell characters are just like characters we already know, but just different people.
So kind of
they don't want to introduce me. They don't want to introduce new characters. So. I thought it was going to be like a dream, but...
I also did.
But then she's too rambunctious for Limbo or Hell or whatever it is, so she gets sent to Hell.
Yes.
Where she... Leeru is in first Hell.
It's like the kiddie Hell.
Yeah, she has to stack rocks, but then they get knocked over. But then she starts knocking over the rocks. Who cares? So Leeru sends her to Hell. And then Pakira's in Hell. Pakira doesn't like her either, so she gets sent to Hell.
Triple H, if you will.
Yeah, it's got great hair. Then she gets sent to heaven, but then she just gets bored, so she just goes home. She asks God, who was portrayed as just a glowing oval, which I love, I just want to go home.
Now,
and then she gets sent home.
This is, I don't want to overstate things. This is one of the most thought-provoking anime episodes I've seen in some time.
Right, it gets oddly deep.
In every level of hell, there's some, like... there's something interesting that I could you just grab onto. Like, and also, I mean, obviously the ending where she's like, heaven's boring, I want to go back to
Earth.
It
doesn't really make any sense because if heaven is like
paradise.
All the best, then there wouldn't be any boredom. It doesn't really, but it's, you know.
But I mean, maybe it's just a metaphor, not a metaphor, but it's like reduction. It's, like it's a reduction of like, what is a world without any sort of conflict?
In order to have the dark, the light, you got to have the dark sometimes. That's what I always tell myself.
And her reveling in hell and just getting...
Just fucking shit up.
Is like, it's humorous, but it's also sort of like, huh.
Kobe.
It just makes me think. I don't know if I could really articulate how I felt about it properly because I'm a dope, but...
Have Action Bronson watch this shit.
But that's... Probably my favorite episode of this show is my favorite 12 minutes is that.
Okay.
I loved it. I thought it was fucking great. It's one of my favorite things I've seen in some time.
Cool. So part two of that episode is Park Fun.
Oh, she gets back and she. Oh yeah, the end of the episode is her walking in the door with no.
Well, I mean,
she kind
of appears out of nowhere, but
there's no fanfare though. She just enters and then it's just over.
Like, oh, I'm home now. Oh, yeah, so Yuma has a show in a park, a magic show, because she is a magician girl. Mm-hmm. And she's not doing a good job, and no one cares. No one likes her shit. She's not predicting cards correctly.
She can't grow hair back.
She's turning things a little blue. But then she shows her panties, and everyone loves it. And she gathers a crowd, but then she doesn't feel like going back. So there's all these pervert men waiting at the park. Ooh, excuse me, park for her, but she's not gonna find her, and then that's it.
I think it's really funny to pair these two episodes together, in terms of like pretty high concept,
I guess,
and next to panty jokes that I also really enjoyed. Like it's two different types of humor packed into one episode.
It's the full package.
Yep.
Episode 7, another Leeru episode. I always point that out. It's like, hey man, Leeru episode, time for fun. It's a full moon.
It's very fun.
This episode is just entirely Leeru being happy and excited.
It's
pretty nice.
It gave me a big old dumb grin.
It's just her getting food and setting up to watch the moon. That's what she does.
Her misunderstandings of like other people are just really infectiously fun, like where she's like, huh, nobody else got a spot yet, as if like this is an event for people in this world,
right,
to go watch the moon. And it's just wonderful.
Suckers.
It's wonderful.
And yeah, they just have a big old barbecue and
there's no conflict.
Nope, she buys meat and everyone gives her free stuff because she's hot. It must be nice.
Yeah, it's a big old happy episode.
And then sharp left turn into part two. It's robot parody episode.
Yep.
We drew a lot of parallels to Nurse Wish Komugi-chan, which we watched recently.
Yes.
The 2000s like parody.
Mad nostalgia.
Especially parodying not Gatchaman.
It's Gatchaman.
Oh, it is Gatchaman.
Yeah,
isn't
Gatchaman.
It? Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, they do that. I don't know. There's good goofs though. Like,
yeah.
There's all the like. They keep fucking up their robot combination.
Because they're one of their pilots.
Because Aiko has been captured.
Yeah.
So, like, they just keep going through the whole transformation sequence. Every time it gets faster. But then every time the robot keeps getting more and more fucked up.
Now, the transformation sequences, it's, you know, it goes through the three girls who are not, you know, captured. It's, you know, Leeru.
And then the last one is just the...
It's nothing.
It's just the magical effects over an empty silhouette of
a
person.
Which is a hilarious goof.
It's
unprecedented goofage.
It's high concept.
Yeah. Great episode.
And then there's a really long ass parody preview, like next episode thing at the end. I guess that's probably a satire of it. Just like shows almost the entire next episode except for the ending. So yeah.
Good stuff.
Episode 8, Pakira is framed for blood drinking, innocent person blood stealing. So they go out to find the culprit, who is it's like some kind of robot, and it turns out to be a couple of weird elf or weird gnome aliens who are gathering blood for their ship mother, and then they rocket back into the stars.
But so it's, they're like, okay, stop trying to steal blood from the civilians. We'll give you our blood. And then it turns out they have to drain all their blood because the ship mother is gigantic.
So she's a large lady.
They're reduced to ghosts that Aiko carries out of the ship.
Right.
This is the closest thing to an actual conflict between the main characters, I think, where Pakira is falsely accused.
I mean, Leeru suspects her for like 10 seconds.
Yeah,
and then she just
but that says something that's the closest it gets to like real conflict.
They have fights, I think.
They're petty spats, whereas this is an accusation of murder or assault. Yeah.
So that's again. That's another weird one. Part two, I forget how they win. They win a piece of magic chalk, and whatever you draw becomes real.
She entered a contest on television.
Of course. So you think you think it's gonna be just an episode of them trying out things with magic chalk, and then it turns against them. And, you know, wacky.
SpongeBob.
And then that's, Doodle Bob
episode, no.
Even that one's pretty disturbing. You're just thinking like, oh, everything's going to go wrong. Nothing they draw is going to be quite right. It's a genie in a bottle. It doesn't give you exactly what you want. And then that's it.
Fucking A.
But nope. They use this. The chalk works. And Aiko decides she wants a human body. So she needs to go to the Andromeda Galaxy.
To a world from Galaxy Express 3-9.
Well, no. The Galaxy Express, which I don't know.
I gotta imagine, right?
It might just be like its own. Galaxy Express is a phone now, so I can't Google Galaxy Express.
I think it's. They refer to the Galaxy Express as in the actual ship itself, or is it referring to the Galaxy Express as if it's a series?
No. The Galaxy Express is the train.
Okay, so
I guess they're just referencing the series, or the subs are just referencing the series. Who knows?
But
they take a train to Andromeda. And
It has to be Galaxy Express because it's that world that they mention where people can get like robots can get human bodies and humans can get robot bodies.
Sure,
that's
yeah.
in Galaxy Express 3-9.
Right. So but on their way to Andromeda, they find out that the magic chalk only lasts a day. So there's a good bit where they draw a go to Andromeda in less than a day button and press it, and it totally works. But then we were thinking like, why not just draw a give Aiko a real body machine.
Doesn't make any sense. They're not that clever.
Hey, this shows. I'm holding the show to a higher standard. It should know better by now. But they get to Andromeda. There's a bureaucratic waiting period where you got to wait to get your body a day, and so she couldn't get it. So they have to ride back. But she knows that it's there. So one day she'll be a real
beautiful.
Girl. It's oddly. It's sad.
It's poignant.
It's heartfelt.
Yeah.
Because
it's very easy to just lean on the like, oh, she's sad. We're gonna make her happy card, where it's just like her resolution to like, okay, it's there. I know it.
There's more to it, man.
There's more to it.
But then turn that frown upside down, because episode 9, it's the sweet potato truck, bitch.
Thumb up.
Because we live in Japan and there's a sweet potato truck. So Leru saves a man from being robbed next to the sweet potato truck. But I guess anything that is round makes her transform, because she's about to take him back to their place, but he drops a CD and she sees it and turns into a dog.
Maybe it's reflective circular things.
I don't know. Yeah. So then he tries to find her at her place, but she's still a dog. So Pakira answers the door and tries to cuck the shit out of her by being super provocative. So then Leru enlists the help of Yuma to try and change her back. And Yuma's bad at magic.
Yes.
As we probably mentioned. So she turns into a horrible fur monster.
Did your subs also say fursuit?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, these are newer subs, actually, by the way.
Oh, okay.
These have been done in the last couple of years.
Great.
So the guy shows up again. Pakira really fucking goes for it.
Yes.
Like, damn. And then Leru sits in his lap as a dog, and there's an actual boner. Again, Leru touches a dick twice in this show. It's fucking disgusting.
Yeah, well, what are you gonna do?
Like, it is a funny joke, though. She's getting, like, raised up by the... It's good, because Pakira is whoring it up.
Mm-hmm.
Part two is, oh, actually, the end of that one, Leru turns into some kind of Lovecraftian horror tentacle monster.
I didn't quite get...
What?
Don't they all get absorbed into her at one point, though?
I mean, yeah, she's a horrible...
Awesome.
She's just another dimensional horrible
being. That's like a SpongeBob episode ending.
Right.
You know how they just, sometimes they'll go completely batshit?
It's happened.
Yeah. Well, it happened here.
Oh, yeah, and she's like, has to sleep with Aiko, like, absorbed into her or something, and she's just like, hey, just let it happen.
Yeah.
Terrifying.
Very cartoony ending, but also spooky.
I had to turn on my nightlight after that.
I was like, ooh.
Oh,
mommy, tuck me in.
Mommy, wolf girls with horrible mosaic bodies.
I told you about telling me about the wolf girls. Come over here, massage my corns.
What are corns?
They're like things in your feet that you don't want. Come scrub my bunions.
Come rub my nipples. Part two is Christmas. And they learn the magic of Christmas from Aiko, which might have been like, hey, we need to remind Japanese people who Santa is. Who knows? Or I guess it makes sense that they have to learn about it, right? This is the episode where the invisible narrator lady showed up, and I didn't really get that one.
I also did not understand.
I have no idea. I don't know if I missed something or what the fuck. Like, I don't remember her being there.
I think she's a ghost. Because she can interact with entities in the world.
I mean, yeah, she can interact with things. I don't remember. I think she was the one who was narrating in like episode one, but she's just there now.
Yep.
I have no idea.
Off the fucking rails. So
they prepare for Santa, and then a homeless guy in a red sweatshirt shows up in their house, like breaks in and starts eating their food, and then they treat him real nice because they think he's Santa.
Mm-hmm. Which is man, it's
and
really...
And he is wasted, and he just keeps promising them things that they want.
I thought this was a really great commentary on the exploitation of black artists, and how they only get treated well when they
get out,
when they give things that white people want, like music or athletic performance.
They can't even play Pokemon.
It was also a wait, what?
Black people can't even play Pokemon Go, man.
Why is that?
Because it's too dangerous. Haven't you been reading?
Oh, that's right. Black people getting murdered in the streets because of Pokemon Go. They're just like, come, hey, man, come over here. Come catch this Pachirisu.
Pachirisu.
Wait, that's Gen 4. Come catch this Weavile.
Sneevile.
Sneasel and Weavile.
We're getting a weird crackling.
That's me. That's me jumping. I got cables touching. Come over here and catch this Tropius. Come over here.
Ha, now you're in jail. I don't know how.
Ha ha, now you're dead. Sorry.
All the time, all the time.
This is insensitive.
Hold
on, we're going to take that last joke back. Whoop.
Black people and white people are number one.
You got to link. Now you have to link that video.
Oh, man, it's so good. Black people and white people, same kind of people, man.
I don't even... How on drugs do you have to be?
You know what he's trying to say. It's just, it's really hard to talk. You can't put the words together right.
Because you're very on drugs.
And he basically turned into Tyler, the Creator.
He's like, what the fuck?
Gang, guess what? God is a fucking nigga. It's great.
Download Cherry Bomb now. Did you listen to Cherry Bomb?
Fuck no.
There's a song in that is intentionally mixed poorly. So
I thought all of them were.
There's one song in particular. I think it might be the titular track.
you mean that's title track?
I mean, yeah.
Titular track.
I thought it'd be funnier to say
the titillating track.
The titillating track. The
tubular track.
The tumultuous track.
Yeah.
It's just clipping the entire time, and like that's the aesthetic of the song, and it sounds like ass.
Jeez.
It's a bad album.
That
song has Kanye West on it.
The Santa thing. This is when, like, this show really starts to pick on Aiko. Like, all the bad shit happens to her. Like, because they all get promised the thing they want, and she wants a hard disk. And first he says, hard dick, and then he just says, I'm not getting you that. And she's just mortified for the rest of the episode. She's
now,
just frozen still.
Maybe she made out the best, though, because she had no expectations and she got nothing.
I guess, yeah, but man, what a hard, letdown. So then he just leaves, and then they don't get the stuff, and I guess that's the ending.
You know, I think Santa's, if I were a show creator, I would also do that shit. We're like halfway through the show. It's like, hey, we're halfway through the show now. Let's just bully one of our characters.
Let's just fuck this. Yeah.
You know, like, what if what's the show? Hey Arnold, who's a character in Hey Arnold?
His Marge friend, or how about who's the girl?
Helga. You know, what if we just had Helga get hit by a fucking bus in this episode?
Or no, how about Phoebe? Remember Phoebe?
The Asian girl.
Yes. What if bad things always happen to Phoebe for
Phoebe's
no reason?
Phoebe's uncle's fucking
She's
dead.
Like, it's not karma. Well, not that bad, but just like
that's the payoff.
But just like everyone's just like in line getting food at some place, and then she gets up and they just go, "Oh, sorry, we're all."
But it's a throwaway gag.
It's always throwaway gags, like always bad shit happening to fucking Phoebe.
Or it's like something happens that takes her out of the episode, and you don't see her again. Where it's like, hey, where's Phoebe? And she's like running behind the bus, like, hey, what's up? And then
or she's just like. It keeps having to cut, like, she just, like, her fucking basement's flooding, and it just has to keep cutting back to her going, like, oh, and she's just, like, gathering up all the carpets and rugs and just trying to dry them up.
She misses her connection and ends up on the wrong flight and ends up in Dubai.
Yeah, like the episode where they go on a field trip and then just Phoebe is accidentally on the wrong plane, and then that's always the B plot, is just she's somewhere else trying to get back.
Oh, no, I'm in Iraq!
Oh, whoop, wah, wah, psh.
I don't know, I'm not in That's Iraq sounds.
That's in brackets, Iraq noises. episode.
Yeah.
Sounds like Battlefield, because it is a battlefield, I guess. Episode 10 is they're in the snow. It's skiing time. They're at a ski resort, I guess. Leeru and Pocky were snowboard, obviously. And it fits their character.
They're hardcore.
Iko makes an army of sad snowmen.
Yes.
Which is fucking nuts, because she can't ride the ski lift.
she breaks it.
And again, she keeps sinking into the snow, which is great. They get captured by a girl and her hot brother, but then they freeze them to make them as trophies. And
but they can't freeze.
And the girl has good taste, because she just keeps licking Leru's ice popsicle. But they escape. And
it's because they can't freeze Iko.
And they make a bonfire in their house and cook food on it. Part two, they're still in the snow, but they find a hot spring, and they get in the hot spring. They meet a bunch of booby women, and they just talk to the women about boobs. And Leru like plays with some huge knockers and
gigantic tetes,
big old boobies. Pakira finds a quiet, angry girl with even smaller boobs than her, so she's happy about it. They embrace, and then they find out that these girls are actually men, and they have permanently erect dicks, because as they exit the water, the way the water sheds off these dicks in order to censor them, it looks like they're like fucking submarines, just like
emerging.
completely. Oh, and the girl Pakira met has a little tiny little dick. Some crazy shit.
Okay, so then they steal their clothes.
And they steal their clothes, and then it turns out the spa was a mirage, and the transvestites were actually raccoons.
Now, that's the thing that disturbed you. The thing that disturbed me was that when they stole their clothes, the titty monster one, her titties were so monstrous that they became like weird and bulbous.
I mean, yeah, they just fucked up the ski suit.
They were fucking wild. It was wild. It's a wild episode.
Yeah, and they were just like, oh, of course, we got tricked by these raccoons. Ah, it's fucking...
Japan.
I felt like I was fucking dying.
I couldn't parse what was going on in seconds. It's just like, whoa!
Jesus. Episode 11, probably the most famous scene from this show, because I have seen it. The English contest.
Oh, so good.
Where it's really fucking good. They're having a contest where anyone who speaks in Japanese instead of English has to drink an entire can of natto... juice,
but it's got strawberry
with strawberry pulp, which that sounds pretty gross. That sounds bad.
Don't want that.
So it's just a bunch of funny English stuff. I don't know. Yeah, that's you can look that one up. It's on YouTube.
It's really good.
It's great. Narrator has to drink one at one point. It's weird.
Yep.
Part two, they get found out. They get discovered. They get famous. They go on a TV show. you know, like uncover, you know, mm-hmm. the conspiracy TV show. And then they sort of get
monsters
like
an, living amongst
and
us.
Interrogated by Dr. what's her face, the scientist lady, and
where's her partner?
Everyone's pretty much I don't know, maybe I think he's short, so maybe he was kind of obscured. I don't know, but everyone's pretty much on their side. But then Yuma tries to do magic, and she forgot to wear panties, and as she always does, she like her skirt flips in the wind as she does magic. So she would normally show her panties, but she got nothing on, so. Television, indecent exposure. Everyone hates them now.
We've all been there.
They think they're going to have to leave the human realm, but then by the next day, everyone has moved on to an adorable seal.
Can you blame them?
Nope.
It was a pretty good seal.
It was a really nice seal. And he's on, like an albino seal, and he's just in a river somewhere, just hanging out on this rock. Adorable.
I've seen dumber things covered on the news.
Yeah, no. You show me a cool seal, I'll turn my head away from that 12-year-old cunny in an instant. I got a little.
Don't quote him
span.
On that.
Don't quote me on that. Don't hold me to it, but I'm going to try. Episode 12, they find a VHS player, a VCR, you might call it.
You might.
But there's no way to plug it in, but they want to watch Iko's memories.
Really ahead of its time with this 2006 nostalgia for VHS
right, they, tapes. Yeah, they had nostalgia for the VHS, which is like, but yeah, they can't play it because it's. You know.
I was still destroying VHS tapes on my VCR at that point. My copy of Star Wars Episode 4 will never be the same.
Damn. you're just like George Lucas.
Yeah. I destroyed the original. That's, you know, I think that's what happened is he tried to thread the original and he's like, I got to cover this up somehow. And he's just like, okay, this was totally my intention.
Laserdisc master.
That doesn't really follow, master. But you know.
Yeah, again, Iko's so unfortunate. All her memories are stored on this VHS tape because her hard drive was too small at the time.
What a sad existence.
It's fucking... Yeah, it is. So they go around trying to find a DA converter to plug in this fucking 4x3 tube TV-looking digital TV.
2006 was a weird year.
With an HDMI port.
It was a weird year, man.
They go to Akiba. They can't find anything. They finally found one. It's like $500.
Yeah.
50 billion yen, I think that translates
to. Typical.
Then they decide to treasure their memories or whatever. But the best part is part two, where Yuma has hay fever and everyone's laughing at her. I don't know why that is. They suddenly become huge dicks just laughing at her sickness, her illness.
Mm-hmm.
But then she kisses Iko, which is pretty great to make her sick.
But it don't work because she's a robot.
It doesn't work, obviously. But then she uses magic to make them all sick, and it does work. And then her magic starts working. For the first time ever. So she goes around doing crazy stuff. She makes everything pink. And then she promises a girl with a bedridden mother that she'll make a cherry tree bloom. And I don't know why she can't just fix this poor girl's mother. But then her magic goes away because she don't got
any fever anymore. What if she fucks it up, though? Because, you know, if you've been fucking up magic your entire life and you suddenly... Like, would you tempt fate and try to heal a sickly woman?
Hell yeah, man.
Okay, all right. You live harder
you
than
that. You got to step it up at some point. Like, magic works. You got to take it... You can't be hesitant forever. Like if you're gonna start doing crazy shit with this magic, you gotta start somewhere.
You gotta leave the AAA and go to the majors at some point, bro.
That's what I always say.
Yep.
But then her magic wears off, so she has to find another way to make this cherry tree bloom, and so she attaches a bunch of hand warmers to it, and mm-hmm. She gets help from the others. They shine lights on it, and it works. And then that's the end. And then she's a real magician.
It was pretty beautiful.
Happy end.
It's pretty great. It's, you know, it's saccharine and sweet and, you know, it's heartfelt and great.
It's nice. This show was way better than I was expecting.
Absolutely. I did not have any expectations for this at all.
I was expecting, like, Nurse Witch Komugi or, like, fucking, what else slice of life did we watch? I don't know. But yeah, this shit was ballin'.
Yeah, it was pretty fucking great, right? Like, yeah. I don't think there were that many episodes that I wasn't, like, super in love with. It got really high concept at times, but also got down and dirty, which is, like, the best of both worlds.
There's three specials we didn't watch. I'm going to watch those.
I'll
get home.
I'll watch those for sure.
Yeah.
I could not recommend this enough.
Good shit. Steven's missing out.
Steven missed out on like, a really excellent show. I would call it excellent.
Too bad.
It looks nice. The characters are nice. the individual episodes are well written.
Yeah,
the goofs are good in spite of being Japanese.
Lots of good goofs.
Yeah,
Well, cool.
All right.
Another one in the bag.
Fuck yeah. I'm going to remember this one. I'm going to remember this one.
Okay.
There are things that have slipped my mind. Episodes I don't even remember recording.
I mean, that's only Mardok Scramble.
But, what?
See?
But there's some stuff that stuck with me in this. Really, really, really memorable show.
Changed your life, huh?
I'm gonna fucking masturbate after this. Whoa, that was really on the nose. Wait a minute, hold on. Let me try a little bit. Let me try. Oh, I need to take a whiz or something. Let me try this again. Let me try this again.
I'm gonna jerk off. Wait, no, fuck.
I'm gonna go fucking smack my shit around. Wait, hold on. I'm gonna go look at pictures of naked women.
That's the same thing. So we could, how we want to end this episode, we were going to do a Mal thing, or we could help people on Gaia, which we haven't done in a while, or we could just stop. I'm down for whatever.
Let's do some guidance.
It's been a while. There are people that need assistance.
Mal can happen next week, or never.
That doesn't really sound like the most entertaining bit. Yeah, I don't really.
Well, we'll just do it and show you guys. But I guess we could have a proper debate over what shows or what scores, and I'll probably lose.
Oh, we're gonna have to score. That sounds fun.
I'll lose every single one.
We should save that.
We could probably split it up over a couple episodes.
You think so? It's only 20 or something shows.
You don't know how heated these could get.
Oh, we have to have a. Yeah, that's a good idea. Got to remember that one.
And as much as I would like to just deprive Steven of a vote, he would probably be a good tiebreaker to have.
But I'm the best arguer, so like, no one's ever gonna.
You also have some of the worst opinions.
Ha. You can't prove it. That's the point.
Shit. Yeah, I mean, you can't prove anything, man. It's all subjective. It's all subjective, bro. Dude, it's subjective.
I'm gonna kill you.
It's subjective, man.
I'll murder you.
Dude, it's subjective.
I'll end your life.
Hey, man. There's no objective truths. It's subjective. Hey, man. That's just your opinion, dude.
You're really getting to know how to push my buttons. Yeah. I don't like it. I don't like it at all.
Okay. It only took me 18 years.
Yep.
We're grown men now, but I.
Now I got it. Now I got to. I got to just.
I know how to twist the blade.
I got to get some distance. I got to become a mystery again, so you can't.
A mystery.
You can't get in my head.
I remember I said at the lunch table. Who's that mysterious fellow at the other end?
The guy who's sitting with us because he can't sit anywhere else.
He looks like he has a dark streak. Is he hardcore? I don't want to.
This guy might be so hardcore.
I hope he doesn't try to approach me. He's just too tough, rough and tumble. Like,
yeah.
I don't know if I could keep up.
This guy destroys puss.
And then you came over and you're like, hey, I'm like, oh, please don't punch me.
Oh, sir,
please,
I'm so sorry.
Please, sir, I'll take my fucking lunch. And then I gave you.
I can smell bad anime opinions on you, kid.
I like Evangelion.
What the fuck did you just say?
Please take my triple order of Papa John's cheese pizza and my two cookies.
Did you say a triple?
Well, I mean, can I keep one of them?
We should swap phone numbers.
Okay.
That's a pretty good. You have good taste. In numbers of pizza.
Yeah, they say good things comes in threes.
In pizza quantities.
That's like a third of a pie.
I mean, Papa John's, I remember, had pretty narrow slices. I don't know.
I mean, maybe they just cut them up extra small so they could, like, feed us smaller portions.
Yeah, I don't know.
Anyway, not to talk about our lunch.
Yeah, no, there are people that need our help.
Yes.
We've been abandoning them, and I feel bad about it. Gaia, the primitive but... You know, full of potential people of Gaia Online.
I think it's time that we have a mission statement.
The whole thing or just of this segment?
I think our mission statement's clear for the podcast, but yeah. I'm not going to explain it because everybody knows.
Everybody knows.
But our mission statement for guidance is that we're going to answer every single question.
Everyone.
We're going to solve every problem until there are no more problems to be solved.
I mean, we're going to start with the good ones, but make no mistake.
We will get to the gobbledygook.
We're going to work our way through every single Gaia forum. Even if it's not a question, even if it's just a statement, we're going to be like, hey, you are either right or wrong. So, we're starting today with a question from Gaia community member Kid Kumo.
Mm-hmm.
And in the anime manga comics section asks, is Sasuke a badass or what?
Now, there's a lot of depth to this question. There's a lot of nuance here.
Yeah.
I don't even know where to begin, Declan. Like, what?
Give me the Reader's Digest.
First of all, Sasuke. What do you know about him?
Okay. Well, he wears an orange jumpsuit, and he turns into a lady sometimes. And he wants to be the best there ever was.
That's Luffy.
Right. I don't watch the filler, so I don't...
Yeah, you know, it's really...
No, Sasuke, he has pink hair, and...
He won't get off that fucking boat.
He won't get off the boat. He got cucked hard. So hard!
You ever get cucked so hard that your loved ones get murdered?
You ever get cucked so hard that you break your author's back, he's not the one with the back problems, it's Hunter x Hunter guy. I don't remember. So he's badass, yes? So here's what Kid Kumo thinks. Throughout the series, I believe he's reached the definition of badass in my book multiple times. But I feel like...
This guy has a definition of badass.
I feel like I'm the only one who thinks he's such. Just curious why everyone thinks he's too lame.
Let's define badassery. Shall we?
This might take a bit too long. I wasn't really planning on signing up for a whole...
Hey, man, we have...
Linguistics session.
Unlimited time on this earth to solve all these problems.
Well, let's find a counter opinion. User Elio Tactica says, "No, his a little bitch. Have you read the last chapters? He tells Sakura how emotionally retarded he is, that he can't show how much he loves her."
It was really weird when he said, "Hey, Sakura, I'm completely emotionally retarded." The most touching moments in the final finale of Naruto, where he said, "I'm flaming retard," and then
I'm so dumb, oh, I'm fucking retarded.
And then Naruto confessed that he had OCD, and then Sakura came out as transgender.
Yeah, man, fuck.
He spent a lot of time on Tumblr.
I love the live action American version of Naruto. They really localized it. Perfect. I'm glad we gave Treehouse the Naruto. Is what I'm saying.
Yes.
All right. So answered.
These jumpsuits are comfortable.
He may or may not be badass, but he does have a vagina. Question
in
two.
In the American version.
This is also in the anime manga comic section.
Good. That's their specialties.
And someone needs our help. The user is community member Sadroniel, who has a very, very decorative avatar. Hmm. And also all their posts are sort of framed in this very nice... like embezzlement.
Presentation's important.
Embezzlement isn't a word. It's got a nice frilly frame. The thread title. I'm gonna say this one in the manner in which I believe it should have been asked. Does anyone know a safe site to read free manga? manga. I tried to do it a second time just to get a clean one.
There comes a time in every boy's life where he needs to get some illicit down low Hunter x Hunter.
And I guess I haven't reached that point yet. I don't know.
I'm not going to direct you in any websites.
We here at the Three Weebos do not endorse any illegal activities. This podcast is for harm reduction purposes only. If you're going to watch anime, we tell you how, but we do not endorse any...
Straight edge for life.
Any activities. Of course.
CM Punk's my hero.
If you watched our Friday Night Motherfuckers stream on August 5th, 100% straight edge. We just get high on life. Get drunk on oxygen.
Also life.
And also life.
We trip on life.
So no, there is no safe site to read free manga. There is always a risk. These sites are seedy. You don't want to go there.
You gotta make sure you have protection.
We are brought to you by, is there a legit manga streaming service?
I think Crunchyroll has manga.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, these illicit sites, they are full of shady practices, viruses
now,
that your computer will get. They mine bitcoins on your computer.
When you found that person you want to spend the rest of your life
with, when it comes time for that special moment, reach for the one pill that works.
Xanax.
Wait. I was trying to think of a manga that sounded like a medicine. Oh, well. No, don't try.
Okay.
Don't try. No, just give it up.
I don't know any mangas.
Give it up.
I'm not going to pretend.
I know. It doesn't. It's not important. Don't do it, man.
Can I just keep making sex metaphors about manga?
Absolutely.
There's a joke there somewhere.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
I'll let you do it.
So, you're getting married tomorrow.
Declan.
Wait, fuck. Wait, what?
You're getting married.
Oh,
wait. Go along with it.
Okay.
You're getting married tomorrow.
Yes, I am.
And as your father, it's my responsibility to tell you.
Mm. I'm actually uncomfortable.
So, you know. You know,
I gotta go.
Have you heard of Berserk?
Wait, I'm. What?
Have you heard of Berserk?
I think so. I remember.
Your mother and I used to berserk all the time up in the wilderness.
This is really abstract. This is fucking.
And you know, you came along.
I actually invented that move.
And we don't berserk as much anymore. But you know, really. There's a lot of fun to be had, but you gotta be sure you're careful.
Surely there's a more suggestive manga
now,
title than Berserk.
There's nothing more suggestive than Berserk. Well, I guess what I'm trying to tell you is...
You know, one time I got really drunk and nisekoed another woman, and...
Whoa, Dad, what are you saying?
It was the 80s.
Well, I guess what I'm trying to tell you is, buy Shonen Jump. Don't go looking elsewhere for your manga needs. That's it. There's no.
Sometimes when your mom's not home, I sneak into the bathroom and Beelzebub.
Now I know you've been digging through my closets.
Beelzebub.
I know you found my illicit copies of
Wobbly Sausage.
Nana.
It's not what you think, son. We gotta stop.
The pages are sticking together.
Stop the bit. Stop it. I'm putting an end to it.
Nana's
God.
Okay, I'm Fuck. Sorry. There Jesus. It was I couldn't find it.
No. We sometimes don't find it.
You know this episode, sometimes you just don't find it. It's just like this person's not going to find ways to watch manga.
No, full of viruses.
Watch manga.
What did people have to say about that? They are offering her things.
Manga reader, manga fox.
Hey, we said we're not going to endorse.
Oh, shit, fuck, oh, God. Sorry, I was just possessed by a piracy demon there for a second.
Yeah, bleep all those, God.
Oh, shit. I have a fucking 60 gigabyte download of, I can't even read this because it's in Russian.
60 gigabytes of manga.
Hopefully this has English scanlation.
Or nipples, either one. Like, I need either English words or boobs, and then, you know, then I'm ready to go.
Or gore.
Yeah.
I want one of three things.
Sometimes you gotta get freaky.
Okay, is there one last one we can ride out on?
There's two.
Okay.
Changing gears a little bit in the health and fitness section, community member Kamiwa Aidearu says, "My arm was kicked. It's sore right now, and my muscles are not relaxed. What do I do?
You gotta go to the hospital.
Go to the hospital.
That's a bit.
No, because see, then you're gonna have to tell the hospital staff that your arm was kicked." You don't want to do that.
You're going
to
get arrested for fighting.
I think this person's under arrest for fighting. You know, I think this person's looking for more along, like, hold a cold steak up to it. Just, like, put a bunch of soft pillows on top of it.
Bury it in ice.
Tape a bunch of pillows to your arm.
Wear a sign on you that says, please do not punch me.
Just
or kick me.
Take it off, leave it somewhere safe, come back to it later.
I'm a broken man.
Bury it in the yard like a beagle. My dad...
Go into hibernation.
Oh, Jesus. This gets fucking dark. My dad got into a fight with one aunt of mine. So my dad came to grandma's house. I went to my other aunt, startled her in the dark, and then my uncle woke up and basically ended up kicking me.
I think that's a Trailer Park Boys bit.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, community.
This just in. Declan laughs at the misery of others.
I'm just imagining. Imagine you turn the lights on and there's someone there and you get so startled that you fucking, as a 50-year-old man, you just fucking launch your leg 5 feet in the air and just kick someone straight in the goddamn
and it's your
arm.
Son.
Like just a side, just like a fucking, a driving kick. Oh, God.
Did you make a noise like, hiya?
Yeah, you just, whoa! Oh, I'm sorry, I don't know my own strength.
Sorry, I've been practicing taekwondo.
I have such good reflexes.
It's a way of life.
The fucking toast pops up and you fucking just decapitate your wife. Oh! Oh, God. Oh, boy. That thing is... Whew,
someone honks a horn behind you and assassinate the president.
Someone honks their horn in traffic and your car just explodes. It's like, oh, my God.
Your service to the nation was great.
Edit. My uncle was aiming for my ribs. I guarded pretty well.
Oh, that's good.
The layers just keep piling on. It's oh god.
He guarded pretty well. I mean, he wasn't gonna say, I had a masterful block.
I'm glad. You know, it could have been worse. Right? Like, just got it in the arm. You got two of those.
I could have taken him.
Could have taken him.
I didn't want to put him in the hospital though.
Yeah, no.
Didn't want to risk it.
You know, he's my uncle. I appreciate him. Didn't want to fucking fuck him up.
He's my dad's brother. What can I say?
Yeah, what can I? He's family. You know, I'm not gonna.
Yeah, blood's blood. Blood's thicker than water.
Not gonna fucking soak the guy.
Hey, mama!
Oh, Anime Fishman's here.
Hey!
It's not raining tonight. You gotta go home.
You know, I think that what he forgot to mention is that they're all sleeping in the same bed, so that kick woke everybody up.
Oh, that's racist.
Hey, mama!
Italians
turn off the TV!
Italians are kind of white, so I guess it doesn't matter.
I'm trying to watch Everybody Loves Raymond. We turn off the TV. I'm trying to watch Everyone Loves Raymond. I'm trying to watch it on my Android smartphone.
I am trying to enjoy MKVs of Everybody Loves Raymond on my Surface tablet.
It's a streaming bit. It doesn't run too good because I downloaded the 1080p version and the encode's too severe. Shut the fuck up.
You don't know shit about video encoding, Grandpa. Go to sleep.
I'm having a brain aneurysm. Get me to the hospital.
Yeah, no, it's okay, Action. Just watch the station Aliens.
Put me in the same cab as my grandson who got kicked in the arm. He needs to go to the ER.
There will be serious ramifications.
What's the next one?
Final Gaia question. This one is urgent from community member.
Wait, what year is this?
This is posted 7.6 days ago.
Okay, so what is the realm of urgency?
You'll see.
Okay.
You'll see.
Okay.
Health and fitness section. Community member Tree Faster says, King Arthur, self-storage, Utah. King Arthur, self-storage, Utah. One of the greatest service provider in Utah area. Our company facility, optional climate-controlled units, steel and concrete construction to prevent fires. Units are elevated from the ground. Units are locked with your lock, so only you have access. KingArthurDraper.com, bitch.
These prices are insane! Sunday!
You'll pay for the whole seat, but you'll only need the edge. You want to store some shit? I want to store this episode.
Put in the fucking storage unit that we're renting from King Arthur Storage.
This episode brought to you by King Arthur Storage.
Right next to Steven's body.
Hey, we can't tell them that. No, hey man, he's in one of these storage units, but you gotta find out which one.
Storage Wars this Thursday on History?
Discovery? I don't remember.
Fox News?
So I'm bidding on this dead body, and suddenly Steve starts jacking the price up. I'm thinking, this guy doesn't even work in dead bodies. He's just trying to one-up me, you know? I am totally taking that asshole's dead body. I don't even care how much I have to pay this
guy starts dancing at me!
Suddenly, he grows horns and sprouts flames from his body. Storage Wars gets fucking intense.
I had to play guitar against him for the great fate of humanity.
We both bid the same amount of money. We both had the same maximum. So we had to have a sick riff contest in front of the storage unit. And luckily my licks were on the up and up, so I managed to eke out Steve, but he's got a grudge now, so I'm gonna have to watch out in future biddings.
Cut to next week.
Yeah. Next time on Storage Wars.
We've come to a
Eddie is fucking dead.
We've come to a gridlock, so we can only solve this in the ring.
This bidding war will be solved via tarot cards. You will be sad. 318 Weebs 22.
A dancing man.
318 Weebs 22. I'm just counting the numbers in my head. Yeah, that's all of them.
A dancing man.
Yeah.
Will sleep next to you. He'll be a mysterious, very, very soft-haired man.
Is this a riddle?
And.
What is?
You'll become one.
What? I like soft hair.
The tarot doesn't give definitive answers.
Oh, tarot. Okay. I don't know anything about tarot cards. You can't give me that shit.
The Jack of Steven.
Jack of, yeah, yeah, yeah. Jack of Trades.
Fuck, damn. Nothing goes anywhere this episode.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe Steven's our catalyst. Maybe we need him.
You guys need a refund. Yeah, no, we really do need Steven to just, like, bumblefuck around for a while.
Needs to just
give us some time to think.
He needs to set us up with his dumb words.
Yeah.
Whatever.
We'll work on it. We'll get better. We're always getting better. We're always moving forward.
Unless we're getting worse.
Three Weebos. Maybe getting worse. Let us know at 318-Weebs22 or on Twitter at 3Weebos or on YouTube at youtube.com/the3Weebos or at Tumblr, 3Weebos.tumblr.com, which we also have. And yeah.
Our new mixtape, Ready to Mumble, going up on Bandcamp.
We're going to try to do weekly streams. Who knows how that'll go because our mics don't work properly. And we sound like... when we start shouting, it does sound comically blown out. Like, it is fucking insane how distorted that is.
We'll do weekly streams
like,
until
I leave. It is like montage parody, like fucking COD montage levels of ridiculous shit. Yeah. That's it.
Hope you like Tetris Battle, Gaiden.
Yeah, because you're getting it.
Because we do.
And we also do, yeah. It's cool.
I like it.
Well, don't be a sad sack. Stop it. Stop it. Do something. Move your body.
Gotta get up and be somebody. All Dirty Bastards dead.
God damn it.